Welcome to Mr. Bexford's Literary Podcast. This podcast is for Tuesday, January 19th, the first day of the second semester of our 2009-2010 school year. You'll notice that I didn't say 2010. That would have created a sentence structure that wasn't parallel. When you say something in one way, you must consistently say similar things after it in the same way. For example, if I would have said 2009, I have to say 2010. If I wanted to say 2010, I would have been required to say 2009. It's a thing called parallelism, and it's an important writing rule and tool that we're going to study as the year goes on. It's a pleasure that you've joined me today as I discuss the beginning of our second semester and some things that our freshman class will be learning this term. The first thing that we're going to look at is we're going to do a brief foray into editing a paper that we wrote last semester. It's the Old Man and the Sea essay. We're going to be getting those back, and you're going to have an opportunity to edit them. There were some common issues like parallelism that I mentioned earlier, but most of the essays were quite good. The next thing we're going to talk about after that is we are going to begin studying Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare, the classic love story performed for us, will be performed for us, by the Cincinnati Shakespeare Festival on January 28th, and that is here at the high school. I'm personally looking forward to that very much. I think that's going to be a fabulous show. Following that, we will delve into the distant past and study some other heroes and tragic characters in the tales of King Arthur. In all, it's going to be an exciting semester. I'm particularly looking forward to seeing how much progress you've made already in your writing this year, from the beginning of the year when we did our research paper. And we're going to continue to assess your writing and your reading comprehension and all of those things that go along with it as we go through this term. As always, if you have any questions, please feel free to email me or see me in class.